Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Back tomorrow from 7.
Very good morning to you on this wonderful Friday. The weekend is almost upon us. It's Fan Friday, of course, which means we're going to say a very warm welcome to Dave the Toffee and Jay the Red Riley. So it's Dave Feeney, actually, as opposed to Dave the Toffee. But it's David. Good morning.
Good morning. Come on, Al.
And morning, Jay.
Morning, lads. You okay?
Yeah.
Come on, Jay.
Jay, how are you, mate, after that goalless draw last night in Germany? It wasn't a thriller, was it? But still, it's a result, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit disappointing, though, because we obviously played a strong side and it was the same team that had beat Aston Villa 6-0, and Liverpool were looking to get a result last night. And when I say a result, we wanted to get a victory, really, to take back to Anfield, because obviously the second leg we play 3 days after that is the cup final.
So yeah,
a little bit disappointing now, because obviously it seems that Klopp's going to have to play his full-strength team again 3 days before that final, because obviously if Augsburg score, then we've got the away goal and it causes problems for us. So it's slightly disappointing, really, but at least like we never lost the game last night.
Were you surprised he named an unchanged team?
Well, no, not really, because we're out of the FA Cup now, aren't we? So, I mean, we've obviously got a weekend off. Like I say, last night was the time to get the job done, really, so we could have played a little bit of a weakened team next week at Anfield.
And,
you know, obviously, we've got to bear in mind we have got a cup final on the horizon as well. But, like I say, a little bit disappointing. I thought Liverpool should really have won the game. They had the chances to win the game, but obviously, we just couldn't score.
Yeah, and of course, home form's not been great, has it? So, slight worry there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Liverpool have been a little bit better away from home. And, you know, like I say, it's the case now of he's going to have to play a strong team and try and get the game won early on. And then maybe rest a few. I think the idea would have been better to play a slightly weakened team and have a strong bench just in case, and maybe bring them on in the second half if we needed to get a goal. But, you know, like now we've got to go into that game and try and get it won early doors and then rest a few, because, you know, it's not easy when you've got a cup final on the horizon. It's obviously going to be in the players' minds as well. But I suppose if you're going to look at Man City as well, they're in the Champions League, aren't they? They've got to travel to the Ukraine. So
yeah,
you know, their preparation's not exactly ideal either, but at least Liverpool are at Anfield. As I say, it's just frustrating that we couldn't get the win last night.
Yeah, and of course City play a day earlier on the Wednesday, but you're right, it's in Kiev, isn't it? Let's bring Dave in. Dave, hesitate to ask you this question. Did you watch that last night?
Actually, I don't normally watch Liverpool at all, but I did. I had the goals thing on, and I did catch a bit of it last night, actually.
Yeah, the goals show. There weren't any.
There wasn't any, but it was still on there.
Yeah.
Now, Alan. It was on there. The chances were on there, lad.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's not a bad show, actually, is it? Because you get all the goals from around the Europa League game. So probably the best way of doing it, because it wasn't a 90 minutes of football that really was keeping me grossly entertained, I have to say. No. But it was a result. And as far as you're concerned, Dave, big weekend ahead, because it's FA Cup football for Everton.
It is. I'm taking Alan Ball's grandkids to Bournemouth on Saturday. I always take them when we play down there.
Oh, very nice.
Bournemouth. It's young Max Bertie today, actually. I'm taking Jimmy. Keely's, Bally's youngest daughter, Keely's coming with us. And Jimmy and Mac come to game with me all the time down there. But it's young Max Bertie today. So, Mac Allen, happy birthday, young Toffee.
Very good. So, back on the South Coast for them. Alan Ball was a big favourite down on the South Coast. Not at Bournemouth, though.
No, just at South Coast generally. Just England generally.
Yeah.
I think you're fine, to be honest with you.
Now, Everton have been the South Coast before this season. And it doesn't hold great memories, because it's a game they should have won, Dave.
It's a game they should have won. But to be honest, the South Coast is normally a nightmare for us. But this, we've been to Southampton and scored three, and Bournemouth and scored three.
Yep.
So we can lock it down. Last week, to be honest with you, I come on here every week with Steve and I try and be positive. I try and say, look at the players and the flair and the goals and the youth. Well, that broke my heart last week. Honestly, I try and be maintain the attitude and positivity and all that. But that broke my heart last week.
Mm.
It was to say, to start turning around that your manager didn't say, and Iker doesn't know how to defend. Well, I'll tell you this. If you're 12 years of age and you're playing football, and you play against the Tony Pulis side, the first thing you say to yourself is, don't switch off at set pieces. Don't switch off at set pieces. So that's not your manager. That's the players on the park. I'm sorry, but that's the players on the park. Because there's 90 minutes, and they might get 50. set pieces, because that's their methodology. That's how they go forward. So I had a come on last week, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you weren't the only Blue who was a little upset with what happened at Goodison Park. But it's not been a great place for Everton this season. So
no.
I think they're better on the road, aren't they?
We are. We play better on the road, yeah. We score more goals, definitely. But the home thing, I find that's an excuse. Again, I'll put you back to the players. It's been moments this season for all of us in this league, but specifically for Everton. We'll look back on this season and say 90% of the games we were in it, might have been the better side in it, and we switched off or made mistakes. So that's individual errors, you know. If you want to progress as a club and as a team, well, you individually have to switch those switches off and stop doing that. And we keep repeating the same error all the time, and I look at it and think, is nobody learning?
I think Jay would concur with you, really, because Liverpool have had their problems, particularly from set pieces this season. Although Jay, two clean sheets in a row is looking good, isn't it, defensively for Liverpool?
Yeah, I mean, Liverpool are awful from set pieces. I mean, we're awful at defending them, and we're also awful at taking them as well, so we very rarely ever score from them. It's just an absolute shambles, really. And, you know, you go back to, yeah, okay, fair enough, we have just kept two clean sheets on the spin, but you go back to that Sunderland game when we were 2-0 up, and then, you know, we just switched off. And I know, obviously, the first goal was a free kick, which Mignolet just basically dived over, and then the second one was Defoe. I mean, everyone knows about Defoe. He's a poacher, isn't he? And if you give him a little bit of time and space in that box, he'll roll you and he'll slot it. And that's exactly what Sacco done, left them, and he just turned and scored. And like I say, Liverpool defensively are an absolute shambles. And, you know, we've got issues with the centre-halves. I've always said on this radio show that, you know, I'm never convinced by any of the centre-halves, and people seem to rave on about Sacco. But he makes far too many mistakes, for my liking. And he probably is the best of a bad bunch. But, you know, as I said, collectively as a group of players, Liverpool from set pieces are the shambles. And, you know, the full-backs as well, you know, they can't really defend very well either. So just as a defensive unit, Liverpool are very poor, and it's actually surprising that sometimes Liverpool do go on little runs where we keep quite a lot of clean sheets. But then the flip side is you'll see games where I think Liverpool have got to be the team that makes the most errors that lead to goals. It's just totally unacceptable, and it's certainly something that Jurgen Klopp has to sort out in the summer.
Well, he's bringing in a new centre-back for you. Matip is on his way. Is he the answer?
Yeah, I mean, he'll obviously help, won't he? I mean, he's been one of the better players in the Bundesliga this season. He makes the Bundesliga team of the year, and obviously he's one of the best centre-halves in that league. So he's a big, powerful presence, isn't he? I think he's 6'4", and he's at a very good age as well. I think he'll be 25 in August. So, you know, it does seem like a good sign. And like I say, it's difficult to judge Jurgen Klopp at the moment, because all of these players that he's got, they're not his players, they're Brendan Rodgers players. And at times, we look like we can play decent football and you can see positive signs. And then there'll be other games where you just think, no, this is horrendous and nothing's really changing. But it's difficult to really judge him, because, you know, you need to let the man have his players. And obviously, he's made a couple of signings now. But they're only, like, obviously, one's a free transfer and one's on loan. He's gone back to, you know, obviously, Serbia. So
yeah,
it'd be interesting to see when he buys proper players, when he spends, you know, a considerable amount of money on a player, and I'm talking £20 million plus. I'm certainly sure in the summer we'll buy a couple of them.
Yeah, no doubt at all. As far as central defenders are concerned, Dave, John Stones could be back in the frame at the weekend. Would you play him down at Bournemouth?
Whether I would play him, I think it's irrelevant. I think he will play him. No, honestly, I think what you'll find is, it's what Jay just said then about the game on Thursday and the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
We've got this now becomes a priority, but to us as our season, because where we both are in the league, and you can still get it, but I'd still say you can get in the top five in this league from here to the end of the season, either of us.
Well, Everton have got a 10-day break after this game, haven't they?
We've got a 10-day break. This is what I'm saying to you. So I expect them to play, kind of do what he did at Carlisle, where the spine of the side is still strong, but he'll pick Oviedo. But this time I expect Baines and Stones and the people who haven't played lately to get a few minutes because of the
Morales.
Fact you've got 10 days. Morales as well, I would imagine. And the RC as well, I would imagine you'll see.
Yeah, I think he'd be on the bench. So a partner for Phil Jagielka at the back could well be John Stones. Phil Jagielka's reaching a landmark 600 career appearances. So still doing the business for you?
It's fantastic. I said it last week on here. I was in the studio last week, and I'm talking to Steve. And until he got injured this season, Jagielka was the best English centre-half playing in this league. He was better than John Stones, in my opinion. Week in, week out, Jagielka was fantastic. And when he went out and them two young'uns started playing together, that's when our problem started, really. That Bournemouth was a case in point. I think it was the second game they played together. And that was a case in point where they switched off with 2 minutes to go. Stoke at home was another one. Leicester at home was another one. The babies, by the way, the two of them are babies, in fairness, do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
we missed Jagielka more than we missed anybody this season when he was out.
Yeah. Well, would Jay like to have Jags in his lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I've always rated Phil Jagielka. He's a good, solid pro, isn't he? And he reminds me a little bit like of an old, like a bit like a Jamie Carragher, if you like. He's evidently Jamie Carragher. He's been very good for Everton, and I agree there with what he's saying. I mean, everyone's raving about John Stones, and I do think he's got massive potential because he's one of a kind, isn't there? There's not too many centre-halves who are like John Stones in the sense of like a ball-playing centre-half. Yeah. And in days gone by, obviously, you can talk about Rio Ferdinand and stuff, and obviously in modern day, you've got like Gerard Piqué at Barcelona. But the thing is, he makes a lot of mistakes as well. But he is only young, and he could cut that out of his game. But, I mean, if you want a centre-half, I want my centre-half to be a leader and to, you know, to lead the game well and obviously be good at set pieces and obviously no-nonsense, great tackler, leader of the game. And I just think Phil Jagielka really is the best Everton centre-half. And quite right, yeah, he's probably one of the best English centre-half. And I think it's ironic, really, that if everyone had a say, I mean, I'm not really that interested in England. But I'm certainly sure when it comes to the Euros in the summer, if someone had to say, I think most people would say they'd have John Terry playing for England. But because he's retired from international football, I don't think you can see past Phil Jagielka as being the best English centre-half, and that's my honest opinion on it.
And Jay, you've got a weekend off. I'm sure you'd rather be in FA Cup action and head into to Blackburn, but it wasn't to be, so preparation for next Thursday. And a reminder to Reds as well, it's an early kick-off, isn't it, Anfield Thursday? So 6 o'clock. The ridiculous kickoff time, so people heading home from work will go straight to the game.
Yeah, I mean, it can be looked at as a blessing in disguise, really, that we've got a weekend off, because obviously, as I said before, certainly now we're having to go strong against Augsburg next Thursday. It probably will do as good to have the little break because of the cup final the following weekend. But it's like anything else, isn't it? You know, we're all football fans, so we just want to see our team play football, and it is disappointing that we are out of the FA Cup. I mean, I thought we were very unfortunate to go to West Ham and lose that game.
Yeah.
I think we deserved to win it, and you know, we just switched off at the end. And again, as I say, set piece, free kick into the box, and we didn't deal with it, and West Ham beat us. And yeah, you know, it is a bit disappointing because everyone loves a little trip to Blackburn because it's only up the road.
Yeah.
And you normally get a big allocation. I think West Ham have got about 7,000.
Correct.
I think if we'd have gone there, we probably would have got about 9 or 10. I don't know how it works properly, but
well, it'd be more than Blackburn fans, I tell you. I was there on Tuesday night, and I think 12,000 in total. So.
Yeah, well, you normally get a big allocation for Ewood Park, and like I say, they've just picked up a bit, though, because they had a good win in midweek, didn't they? Maybe Fulham
3-0. 3-0,
I mean, it is a disappointment that we're out of the competition, but like I say, I think nowadays the way football's gone, and especially since Manchester United refused to play in the FA Cup because of that World Cup championship, I don't think the FA Cup's got the same prestige anymore. So winning a League Cup or winning an FA Cup, I don't think there's a great deal of difference anymore. So Liverpool are in one final, and I think it's vitally important this season. Now, when you analyse the league table, Liverpool are not going to get in the Champions League. And I understand what David's saying there about we could finish fifth if we really put a run together now towards the end of the season, because quite rightly, Manchester United are a very poor team. It's probably the worst Manchester United team of our generation. So it could be caught. But in my opinion, the way I look at Liverpool are far too inconsistent. And I think it's all about Liverpool getting a piece of silverware now and winning the League Cup. And it's vitally important that we go into that game with great preparation. And like I say, it's annoying that we've got to play Thursday and a strong team Thursday. But Liverpool have got to focus on trying to win this trophy now, because I think it's important to this group of players to get a trophy under the belt. Because it's a young Liverpool side, really, with lacking experience and not many winners in it. So it is important going forward for the club that we can get a trophy on board. And also for Jurgen Klopp, because, you know, it's basically half a season for him. And what a way to start by winning a trophy at Wembley.
Yeah, great stuff, Jay. Thanks for your time this morning. Wembley beckons for Liverpool. Dave, you've just got a quarter-final on the horizon. You're going to beat Bournemouth?
I do think so, yeah.
Yeah, so quarter-final.
Even if we'd either that we might have to bring them home to do it first. But, yeah, I think we might go through. And then, you know what it is this season? It's kind of what Jay just said then. Everything, it's been the maddest season I can remember in the Premier League. The results generally are crazy from one week to the next. So if you find yourself in the quarterfinal and then see what the draw brings from there, well then, go, you know, we're still in the shake-up. That's what it's like here.
Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Weekdays from 7 till 11.